You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Leoma, Tennessee at Leoma Elementary School. And I'm with Miss Martha Davison, as well as Greg Pickett and Miss Dixie Pickett, as we talk about a very special effort, a special project that was started back in December and then came to fruition here recently. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Miss Davison.
Thank you.
Let's talk about December. Let's talk about what happened for Dixie to come to you and present this idea and how it came to be.
There's some background here that I need to share. In our school, our principal believes in kindness as being extremely important, and she stresses kindness throughout our pre-K-8 school. And so it is on our minds. We hear it a lot, and it's so important. That I had also been a part of a Random Acts of Kindness Club in a prior school in a different county, and so it had been in the back of my mind. And then Miss Dixie Lane brought to us a her idea of a little tear-off sheet where students could receive a kind word if they tore it off of the sheet. She had made it herself, and so she brought it to Miss Burns' office where I happened to be at the time. And so it was easy for us to see Dixie's encourage her encouraging word, her enthusiasm about it. And so Miss Burns quickly went into hyper mode to find something that would help with Dixie's project idea.
You know, one of the things we think about in school, and I had to go through some pretty difficult times changing schools as a young person because I was always the new kid. And that can be a very difficult place to be. And so finding people who were friendly to me, who were kind to me, they stand out in my mind even today, this many years later, because it was so important that I found one or two people that would just be nice to me. That was not easy necessarily to find. And I don't know why it's that way, but, you know, for new kids, a lot of times coming into a new place, they're not familiar, they haven't been there, and to get adjusted can be hard. I was raised by grandparents, which made it that much harder because I was raised by an older generation, which then meant that I didn't act like the kids that I was around, and that made it even harder for me. But to have someone like Dixie come up with this idea, I could see where the new kid looks and says, well, maybe there's someone I could be a friend with. There's someone I could talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I, too, was a new student often. And I think when we go through those times, it makes us more sensitive to what new students go through. And Dixie has been a new student before, but she's just kind in general here at school. And so she is one that will envelop students who need a friend. She will help them and be a friend to them. I think it creates an atmosphere of learning when children feel safe and feel secure and feel like they're liked themselves, and kindness can do that.
When I reached out to Miss Burns to ask about doing this, she was very excited about it. And one of the things, as you mentioned, it's important to her that these acts of kindness, this attitude of being kind to each other, is pervasive in the school here. And I could tell she was really optimistic about Dixie and her attitude and how this project was going to be a success. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that in her because she mentioned to me that it's more important than even the grades.
Yes.
That how we treat each other, our behavior toward each other, is something that we carry throughout life. Mm-hmm. And so we think about grades. Yes, they're important. It's important to academics and extracurricular activities and all the things that we're involved in. But when it comes down to it, how we treat each other is most important.
It is most important. And it says a whole lot about who we are, how we treat other people. And so setting an atmosphere of kindness just through a gentle word, a smile sometimes, we live in a different world than I grew up in, and so it's something we have to actually teach rather than it being natural as it sort of used to be. It is something we have to remind ourselves, adults as well, that we need to be kind. We need to be kind to other living people and just kind in general. And the trick of all that, the thing about that is, not only do we make others feel good, we feel good. We feel good about ourselves when we're kind to other people.
Back in December, Dixie, you had this idea. How did it come about? What made you think of having these positive thought sheets to put around the school?
Well, whenever we have one during class, I read this Achieve article, and it had like these papers, and it had nice things for people to look at, and then I just had the idea that we could put like little tear sheets on them.
So when you presented this to Miss Davison and then Miss Burns, you were excited about it, right?
Yes.
Did you think that they would take your idea and allow it in the hallways and this would work?
Yes.
How has it gone so far?
Well, within a day, almost all of them were gone.
Really? So they're taking these little strips at the bottom of the paper and tearing them off. What do those little strips say?
You are wanted, you are kind, several nice things.
That's great. How have the other students accepted it? Have they come to you and said that was a great idea?
Yeah, especially my sisters.
When you think about kindness and treating each other fairly, do you know some fellow classmates like that?
I know Lily Brownell. She's a really good person. Hannah Ekinen.
That's good. And Dad is here today, Greg. And Greg, I know you're proud of your daughter and what she's doing here at the school, because this is a positive influence on other young people and can encourage them, because as Miss Davison alludes to, this is important, because learning, if you have a learning environment, that comes with feeling comfortable and safe in your school and knowing that there's people who care about you, not here to harm you or hurt your feelings or make you have a bad day. How do you feel about Dixie and this idea that she came up with, Greg?
I feel great about it, honestly. Dixie is an amazing child. And, you know, with having four girls in this world, you know, it's tough. You know, that we've moved around. This is, Leoma is the first school that we've landed at that I feel my girls are comfortable in. And I feel like they don't have the problems. And if we have problems here, they're accepted. And I love that. We really have tried really hard to make sure that there is no problems, the acceptance, and this kindness project that Dixie's come up with and worked with the school on. I mean, this whole week is all about kindness that they came up with. And every day is about it. My girls, I push them every single day. You know, I won't ever say I'm the easiest on my girls. I work very hard to make sure that they are kind and they treat people the same way they want to be treated every single day. You know, we work very hard at that. And I push them each day to make sure that they're working hard and they treat each other with respect and treat every single person that walks through that door every single day the same way they want to be treated. So
I touched on something when I talked about the new kid. Mm-hmm. Because that sounds like it's a familiar territory for you as well.
Yes. You know, for me, we didn't move around when I was a kid, but every single day was something new for me. I dealt a lot. Bullying is a big thing for me because, in fact, I dealt with it every day when I was a kid. And I know what it's like. I dealt with it. I hated it. But I was always that one person that people could turn to. I'm still that person. I'm there for everybody, even to this day. If somebody's having a problem or somebody needs to talk to somebody, I'm there for people. I know what it's like whenever somebody's having a bad day or something's going on. I mean, we deal with it every day. And I don't like people feeling like they can't have somebody to turn to. And my kids are the same way. I want my kids to be those people. I don't want them to grow up to be that person or those people that somebody feels like they can come to. If you're not, then you're not being a good person. And that's how I feel about it. So.
Bullying is such a hard life to live, to be the one who is bullied, to go through that experience. And I actually wonder about the bullies themselves, because bullies typically are bullied by somebody. There's something that's happening in their life that caused them to be that way. Now, as a young person myself, when I was being bullied, I didn't think about that end of things. I just thought, well, I'm being mistreated. I don't know why, you know, because of the way I look or dress or talk or whatever it was, there was something about Mark that that just wasn't going over too well. And it made it hard to learn. It made it hard to go to PE class. That was one of the worst places, was dressing out in the locker room. I remember how horrible that was. I wanted to get in and out as quick as possible because that's where it seemed like the trouble typically started for me, in the locker room. Right. But I told a story, I think, been a couple of years ago that I shared it, but I was walking around the track and one of the kids had taken a mimosa branch and stirred up an ant bed and had it covered in ants, came up behind me and slapped me on the back with it. And so all these ants just hit on the back of my shirt, and I was running, taking my shirt off as I was trying to get back to the school, and things like that that I'll never forget, you know, that somebody could do to another person. It's really hard to think, even as a grown-up, that there are kids that are being treated that way today. And anything we can do as adults to try to help, is going to make their life better, because bullying, you carry it with you. If you're bullied, you carry it with you throughout your life. It's not something that just happens while you're in school, but as an adult, your confidence level, how you're able to interact with other people, there's so many different elements to it that prevents us sometimes from being able to be our best, because we feel, well, I'm not as good as other people, or there's some way that I'm being treated that maybe I'm just don't fit in. And some people even go to the point of taking their life. I know that that's something that affects a lot of people, that they don't want to be here anymore, right, because of how hard life can be. But then you've got somebody like Dixie who has positive thoughts to share and to encourage maybe that one person who's having that tough time in school right now, and we don't even know, you know, what's going on at home. We don't know what's happened in their life. And that one little message can help to change their day, to change their week, to change their month, to change their year, to change their life. And I think that's an amazing thing, Dixie.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things that I wanted to do as part of this. I went down to Leoma Cafe and spoke to Deanna White, and I asked her, I said, well, can we give Dixie a gift certificate to come down and eat? And so she gave me that before I came to the school here. Got you a Mark White Show t-shirt. I have what's called the Cool Kid Award, and so I'm presenting you with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award for your idea, your concept, to bring this effort of positive thoughts, of being kind to other people. I wanted to recognize you for that, because you're a very special young lady to do that, and you're going to go far. If you keep that attitude and you keep being positive toward other people, you radiate kindness, and people are going to come to you, and your life's going to be wonderful because you're treating people the way that you should, and you're going to surround yourself with good people. I believe that.
Thank you.
It's really important that other students who are listening, maybe who are listening to this program that aren't in Leoma Elementary School but in other schools, to think about kindness. What would your message be to them at another school if you were talking to another young person who might have an idea that they want to present a project like this?
Well, you keep going if you are listening, and try your best to be kind to other people.
I think that's great. And congratulations on being the Cool Kid Award recipient.
Thank you.
Let's go back to Miss Davison real quick before we close out. Miss Davison, I know you're proud of this student and other young people that you know of, that you can think of, that are kind to other kids. And if you can use them as a foundation and build on that, you can have a lot of young people treating each other fairly.
Yes, it spreads. we've just started a Kids for Kindness Club here at school. We had our first meeting last week. And so we've had a lot of kids interested in that. They're responsible to be kind if they're part of that club. So I'm excited that they're excited about that. Of course, Dixie is a part of that. And kindness is contagious. If we smile at others and show kindness to them, they will smile back. They just do. It's kind of a natural reflex. And if they don't, then that concerns me. And I usually try to get them and pull them in and say, how are things going for you? We just get to work, all of us, whether it's students or adults, we get to work in a kind atmosphere. And that's adults speaking to one another, greeting each other in the morning. We don't have to be best friends to be decent to one another and respectful to each other. So it is just a wonderful atmosphere. I'm very grateful. I thank God every day that I get to work at Leoma School.
Miss Davison, if it's okay, let's talk about the Kids for Kindness Club. It's called Kids for Kindness, right? So let's talk about the Kids for Kindness Club in another segment. We'll talk for just a few minutes about that, because that may be something that can be applied to other school systems. Other places may want to do that too, okay? Folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation in Leoma, Tennessee, at Leoma Elementary School, as we celebrate a young lady, Dixie Pickett, today and her great idea for positivity in the school. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location in Leoma, Tennessee at Leoma Elementary School. We have with us Dixie Pickett, Greg Pickett, and Martha Davison. She is a counselor here at Leoma Elementary School, and we were talking about Kids for Kindness and this group that started just last week. This is a group of kids who are committed to being kind to each other. Miss Davison, I wanted you to be able to share about this and think about maybe other schools, other people who are listening right now, think about how they can implement this in their location.
Well, it's not rocket science. It's pretty simple. We meet on Wednesday mornings just after the buses arrive and as children are coming in the school. And it's just a matter of discussing and sharing and planning how we can be devoted to treating others with kindness. It is fifth and sixth graders that are a part of it. And as these students come into those grades, my dream is that it will continue on. And understanding that they're ambassadors of kindness when they choose to be a part of this group. Our district uses a program called Capturing Kids' Hearts. And it's a program for developing an atmosphere that children can learn in and adults can work in. It is a bit of a student management system, you might say, but it's very positive. And Ms. Burns and I just felt like she was very receptive when I mentioned this Kids for Kindness to her, which I felt like she would be. She just enveloped it and very supportive of it. We meet, as I said, once a week. Each month we plan to have a project that we do, whether it's making posters for the school or giving small gifts to those in service to us as gratitude for what they do for us each and every day. The kids have lots of good ideas. It will be difficult to implement everything because they're excited about being supported in the fact that they're kind, that they want to be kind. And it is my heart's desire for every student. We have about 560 now at Leoma. For every student to know they belong here. This is their school. And kindness helps that happen.
How many kids are participating right now since it started last week?
We had less than 20 for our first meeting. Now I've had multiple children come up to me and say, can I still come? Can I still join? Yes, you can. There's no end of that. So they are excited about it. Some of them forgot about it. We were out for ice. The first meeting that we had planned, we were out that day, and so we had to postpone it, and they were afraid they'd miss the chance, but that never ends. There's always a chance to be involved if they're willing to choose to be kind.
And Dixie's involved with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely she is. She surely is. We knew she would be a leader in it when we got more organized and as we learned more about our what we want our club to stand for, our purpose statement, our mission. I knew she'd be there. I knew she'd be right involved.
Excellent. Dixie, let me get your take on this Kids for Kindness and being a part of this effort. How does that make you feel that your school offers a program like that?
I was so happy to hear that we were going to have our own club about being kind. I was telling my dad, I don't want to be late. I don't want to be late.
You wanted to be on time, be a part of the group, and it sounds like it's starting really well with almost 20 kids in the first week. Are you inviting others to join? How do you present this to other kids and say, come be with us?
Well, the other day I was telling my friend he didn't want to get in it, and then I was telling him, well, we're going to be doing these projects with kindness. And he said, well, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay.
Maybe he'll see what you all are doing and want to be part of it. That's the way it works. A lot of times, as we talked about, one person influences another person, and then we have more people who are getting involved. And again, I appreciate the project that you started for positivity in your school. We appreciate you, and I appreciate your desire to spread kindness in Leoma Elementary School.
Thank you.
Greg, thank you for joining me here on the show today and being here for your daughter and supporting her in this positivity effort.
Absolutely, no problem. That's what I'm here for. I try to push her like I always do, and just being nice to people, it just helps. That's what I'm here for. So
excellent. And Miss Davison, thank you so much for joining me and taking Dixie's idea seriously.
Yes, my pleasure. They actually pay me for this. It's a blessing. Yes, thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Dixie Pickett, and we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. We want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show coming to you from Leoma, Tennessee at Leoma Elementary School, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, fresh pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.